ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
There is a lot of heavy news around today, even yesterday and the day before, and even the day before that. But amongst the dark, there's also a little bit of light. I want to share that with you because there is some love in the air, which can be found in some of the most unexpected places. 75-year-old retired farmer David Morris will tell you that that is true after having lost his wife to cancer. He sort of given up on love, you might say, when Shirley came into his life, perhaps in the most unusual way. You're about to hear their story in a moment. But I do want to hear about your stories about how you met your partner, particularly where, because sometimes curious events and serendipity can bring us together. 0418 226 576 is the text line. There's been some fantastic stories coming through. Does hitchhiking from Calgary to Banff, Alberta count? Yes, it very much does. This text says, I met in Botswana with my partner, he from England, me from West Australia, age 19. It's our 52nd anniversary in 5 days. Happy anniversary. And this one from Greg in Long Beach, he says, yes, Sandy, New Year's Eve on the balcony of the Claremont House on the Adelaide Uni Agricultural Campus, the lights of Adelaide, the champagne, me, her, we're all sparkling. Despite her reaction to my beer, making the insectary and my cockroaches, he was doing a PhD in insect guts, very romantic, and finding various insects in my fridge to surprise and delight her. This relationship's lasted 37 years. So obviously Greg is more charismatic than he makes out. Where did you meet your partner? The stranger, the better. 0418 226 576. I want to hear from you. Joining me now are newlyweds David Morris and Shirley Madden from regional Victoria. G'day to you both.
Hello, Andy.
David, I want to start with you. You're a retired farmer. You've been married a couple of times before. We won't be so impolite to say how many. Were you thinking about meeting anyone else?
I had definitely sworn that no, I was not going to get intact with anybody. I was going to stay definitely single and just quietly live out my life.
And you were a caretaker at a site where Shirley was camping. And you first met her by accident. You had this sort of brief conversation with her before finally getting her number. But really, it was your trips to Ballarat that sort of solidified your relationship, you might say. Tell me about those.
Yes, I was taking Shirley. I was a volunteer driver and a do care person for Grampians Community Health Central Victoria. And I was taking Shirley back and forth to appointments in Ballarat, which is 100 plus k's away from Stawell.
Shirley, terrible news about your health, but there seems to be a bit of a silver lining in this story for you. What did how did David appear to you when you first met him?
He appeared pretty good. He was nice and friendly, helpful. As we were camping, he came over to us and he talked to everybody and we introduced ourselves to him. And it was really helpful coming over at least a couple of times or even three or four times a day just to make sure that we're all good.
You guys are a similar age and have been through a lot separately. Your first husband, Shirley, passed when you were expecting your fourth child and you largely raised the child on your own. That must have affected your perspective on life and relationships. Did you think that was pretty much it for you in the love stakes?
No, well, the thing when my husband died and then I've got my son not born yet, well, I just got on with life because that's the way you did things back in them days. I mean, you got a hit and you just have to get up and go for it. I never really thought much about it. I just did what I had to do.
And on these trips down to Ballarat, Shirley, what did you talk about?
We're talking about several things. We're talking about chemo and radiation because I went through radiation after I had an op. And then David, he was really good. When I was having radiation, he came down. He took me down on Monday and came back on Friday to collect me because I had to stay there as I had radiation every day. But, yeah, we talked about lots of things, really. And we talked about our children and probably past marriages as well. The time went fairly quickly, actually, like driving down there.
So things went pretty swimmingly, you might say, and David, you decided to pop the question, but she knocked you back on the first attempt, I understand.
I certainly did, because I thought he was joking, because he said, oh, I'm not going to get married again. And I thought, oh, well, fair enough, we can just be friends, that's fine. Because I, you know, I got to like him a lot, and I wasn't really worried about getting married or not. I just wanted to spend time with him, because, you know, you don't know how long we're going to be here. So I just wanted to be having special time with a special friend.
If you just joined me on RN Drive, it's 22 minutes past four. You're hearing from David Morris and Shirley Madden. They're from regional Victoria. They met and found love in their 70s. I think we kind of needed a bit of good news. We're celebrating this story this afternoon on RN Drive. And we're asking you about where you met your partner. The stranger, the better. Jenny says we met over a dead body in the anatomy department as medical students. Very romantic. This one too, I met my husband in the emergency room. He was x-raying my son. I'm a single mum. I went home and told my mum I'd met the man I wanted to marry, but I didn't know his name. So my mum faked an injury and went back. He wasn't working, but he was there to visit a friend, and we were married 8 months later. That was 36 years ago. So that's it shows you that, well, that's very much true love, isn't it? David, you were actually married earlier this year, so you and Shirley tied the knot.
That's right. Shirley picked a date, and it was Valentine's Day, the 14th of February.
Oh, how wonderful. How was the wedding?
It was wonderful. We got married in the garden at the farm, just with a handful of people, about 30, with sons and daughters on both sides, and a few really close friends, finger food, and lots of talk.
And what are you going to take into this marriage that you've learnt from your 75 years on the earth, David?
Sorry, what was that?
What are you planning to take into this marriage in terms of knowledge and learning from your time on this earth before?
A further 50 years of health and happiness.
What about you, Shirley? This one's going to stick, isn't it?
Yes, that's good. I'm going to do that too. I'm going to have lots of holidays in a caravan and just take as it comes, like I did when my 50-something years ago when my son was born. I did the same thing. I just went with the flow, and then it all happened.
There would be some people listening to this, perhaps lonely and perhaps on the older end, who'd say, you know, it's probably not going to happen to them. What advice do you think you have for those people?
Oh, well, I think you just get out and about and do what you normally do, like volunteer or go camping, or maybe it's a dancing school or something. You can't meet anyone if you sit home in your own house and stuff. I mean, your house is good and you've got your effects in the house, but you really need to get out and enjoy times, and you never know who you're going to meet and you never know where.
Well, congratulations to both of you, David Morris and Shirley Madden from regional Victoria. Congratulations on your wedding, and many, many happy returns to both of you.
Thanks,
Thank
Andy.
You very much.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.